All right, I'm here with Claro. We're going to be doing the five best songs on Apple Music right now. Let me take it back to the start. Where were you born, Claire?
I was born in Atlanta, Georgia.
How long did you live there?
7 years.
And where are you based now?
Atlanta, Georgia. I was born in Atlanta, then I moved to Seattle for 3 years, and then I moved to Carlisle, Massachusetts, and then I moved back to Atlanta.
I know that Carlisle, Massachusetts is a small place.
Very small.
What's it like?
5,000 people, I think that's what it is. There's like one store called Ferns.
Wow.
There were farms everywhere. It was a cool place to grow up.
So childhood was happy for you?
Yeah.
Music played a big part of it as well?
Yeah. My parents were like my best friends growing up, and they still are. And they introduced me to basically everything that they know. My dad introduced me to a lot of like 60s soul, like Brenton Wood and Al Green, and we would play it in the car every single day together. And then my mom was like the cool girl who introduced me to alternative music and put me on to Mazzy Star and Cocteau Twins. And she just knew that I would love it. And she would always tell me about, you know, her college life and all the shows she went to go see. And
so they were proper music lovers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like my whole family is just obsessed with music.
Let's speak about Cocteau Twins because you mentioned them just then. What's the song that you've chosen which we should play?
I chose Cherry Colored Funk.
I love the fact that you've written notes on this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pulling up my notes. My mom, when I grew up, she gave me her tape, like her tape collection from college, and this was in it. When I first started listening to Cocteau Twins, it kind of introduced me to experimentation in music and kind of how music doesn't have to be a linear thing. It can be like a feeling. So when I first heard this, I was like, okay. It's definitely where like the dreaminess of my songs come from.
And her vocals are so good, aren't they?
Yeah. This phrase, you never know what they're saying.
Yeah, ever.
I still don't think I know what they're saying.
That's an amazing way to put it.
I just love them.
When you were starting to make music, you were kind of like, what, 13, 14 years old?
Yeah.
Starting to write your own songs. Did you have any kind of lessons in that? Or were you just literally cherry picking things like Cocteau Twins and like Porches and thinking, well, I like that. How have they written that song? How did you do it at that age?
I think it was definitely just picking things from different inspirations because it was coming from so many different places. Like, I love R&B music so much. And sometimes you can hear it in my music and sometimes you totally can't.
Is there stuff that you listened to like when you were 13 that you can't stand to listen to now?
No. I was listening to pop punk the entire flight here. like All Time Low.
Oh, and, wow. You went back.
Yeah. Mayday Parade, Fall Out Boy,
Classic.
Yellow Card.
Oh, yeah.
All that. Yeah, wow. Yeah. But anyway, yeah. Songs definitely come from like a mixture of inspirations and I'm kind of inspired by 10 different things every day.
Let's get into your second song. What are we going to play now, Claire?
So my second song is Making Love in the Rain by Herb Alpert.
Which is completely different to Cocteau
So
Twins.
Different.
I love it.
I was hanging out with my friends in Oakland and we were at Chaz from Tori Maw, his studio, and he showed me the song. I just fell in love with it. It just reminded me of the things I would grow up on, like Roberta Flack and Al Green, and it kind of reminded me of how much I loved love songs.
Yeah.
I know I'm going to get criticism about how many love songs I write, but I can't stop.
Why do you think that is, though? A, why do you write so many love songs? And B, why do you think you're going to get criticism about it?
Well, I like writing love songs because it's pretty much all I think about. And like, I'm just most comfortable writing songs from experiences I've had and relationships I have. So all my songs are relationship based. But I think I would get criticism for it because I'm not using my platform in a way that's like talking about important things, political change or something like that. I mean, I know I could eventually write a song like that, but the songs that first come to my head are just about love.
We're going through the five best songs on Apple Music. Claire joins us. It's good to have you in London. But what's the next track that we're going to play?
The next song is That's What I'm Here For by Sisters With Voices. This song was kind of like our tour anthem of the last US tour, our headline tour. We played this like every day. We were playing like them and Destiny's Child and, you know, D'Angelo Voodoo and Sade, like all of that. That was just kind of what we had playing in the tour bus.
Who's in the band?
Yeah, so it's Haley, who's my guitarist. Eddie's the drummer. Dejan is the bass player. Mike, the manager.
Are you comfortable with all those people?
Oh, we're like family. Yeah.
Right.
I love them so much. They're all my best friends. I'm just so happy that I can do it with them.
I can remember after we started playing you there was that thing which blew up where I think it was your first piece of harsh criticism where people said, it's an industry plant. Her dad is this, and she got her deal through this fakery.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt really sorry for you. Was it difficult to get through these past kind of 8 months, do you think, to actually get to this point?
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a really hard thing to go through. I still go through that. You know, my dad works in marketing. I'm so proud of him for getting to where he is. But in no way is he responsible for my career. Yes, he's totally helped me, and he introduced me to John Cohen, who works at Fader, which is where I'm signed. But it's just weird that people take these things and misconstrue it, because I, you know, with so many interviews that I've done, I've never spoken about me not having help. You know, I've said that I've made all my music in my room, but then the title of it will be like DIY artist, blah, 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 makes music in her bedroom. And so it seems as if I'm lying, but I'm proud of my parents. I'm happy that I got where I am with hard work, and I used a connection that I should have used, and I used it at the right time. You know, I'm happy that people like my music. You know, nothing would have happened for me unless people connected with it.
What's the fourth song that we're going to play?
The fourth song, Angel by Madonna.
Yes.
When I was 16, my boyfriend got me this song on 45.
Right.
And I listened to it nonstop. It really got me into just like classic pop music. Nothing more to it, just pop.
What do you think of Madonna now?
She's great. You know, you do you. I love her. I mean, I remember when I first told my mom that I was changing my like name to Claro or whatever. She was like, oh my God, you're going to have like a one word name like Madonna. And I was like, oh, cool. I thought it was so cool.
We're going through the five best songs on Apple Music. We've had four. We've got one more to go. Were you a good kid, Claro?
Yeah, I was a good kid.
Were your parents like, did you mess up or anything like that? Or like,
I had never been to the principal's office until the last year of high school.
What did you do?
Okay, I guess I'm just going to go with it. My sister had come home from college and brought home a bottle of wine the night before prom, or the night of prom. So my sister and I had a toast to her being home and drank white wine. And then I got breathalyzed at prom and I got suspended.
Breathalyzed?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the same month, I got into a car accident with a cop. And then I was driving my mom's car because I couldn't drive mine, and a teacher ran into me.
No.
So two car accidents and a suspension within a month.
Remind me never to get in a car with you.
No, I'm good now. I'm good now.
Track five.
Astro Thunder by Travis Scott. I chose this one because one, I love this album so much. Two, I love Travis Scott so much because of the albums that he makes.
Have you met him?
No. He definitely doesn't know I exist. But I
he might do.
He definitely doesn't. When I tell you he doesn't know I exist, I'm telling you the truth.
A lot of people know you exist though. Skepta tweeted you.
No. He did not. He didn't tweet me. He liked my tweet.
I reckon he'd been like, "Is this girl?"
Because I'm like obsessed with him, and I at him all the time.
Here's the thing. What's the funniest thing when you've been playing your first run of festivals this year? What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you at one of these situations?
I can't say I've had weird ones, but at Made in America, I like brushed shoulders with Sheck West, and I smiled for the rest of the day. I wanted to get a picture with him, but I was too scared. And I didn't say anything.
Have you done that with anyone yet?
No. Dua Lipa, I went on tour with her and she came up to me in Berlin at Lollapalooza before her set. She's like, oh my God, like, hi, I haven't seen you since the tour. Like, I'm about to go on. And I just like couldn't say anything. I was shocked that I couldn't say anything. Yeah, no, it still happens.
That's amazing.
I went on tour
That's
with
so
her
weird.
And I still can't talk to her.
You were with her night and day probably for like 2-3 weeks.
Can't do it.
Really? That's hilarious. That's so funny.
I'll never just be like, what's up, Dua Lipa? Like,
it's been a pleasure having you in the studio. It's really great to catch up.
Yeah, thank you
I
so much.
I think 2019 is going to be super exciting for Claro. Thank you for the five best songs on Apple Music. Going to end it with Travis Scott and Astro Thunder. This is Beats 1.
Thank you so much.